space jobs. Later, Ochoa was a mission specialist, again on a spaceflight in 1999. During this flight, she and the crew delivered supplies to the International Space Station, ISS. She also walked in space as she worked on the ISS. Finally, in 2002, Ochoa took her last space flight. Again, she worked on the ISS. She used the robotic arm to deliver supplies and help build new parts of the space station. Between missions, Ochoa worked with astronauts and ground crew to prepare for other space missions. She has worked hard planning for the International Space Station project as well. Astronauts have to work closely together in tight spaces. Ellen Ochoa's life today. Today, Ochoa likes to travel to tell students and teachers about her experiences as an astronaut. She finds it exciting to communicate with students about life aboard the space shuttle. I'm not trying to make every kid an astronaut, but I want kids to think about a career and the preparation they'll need, Ochoa says. I tell students that the opportunities I had were a result of having a good educational background. Education is what allows you to stand out. Ellen Ochoa has realized her dream. She became an astronaut, and she has traveled into space 4 times. Altogether, Ochoa has spent nearly 980 hours in space. Her space missions have taken her more than 16 million miles around Earth. That is more than 640 trips around Earth at the equator. Ellen Ochoa's job has truly taken her out of this world. Blast off. Some facts about Ellen's trips. STS-56, Atlas II, Discovery. Date, April 4th through the 17th, 1993. Time in space, 9 days. Miles traveled, 3.9 million. STS-66, Atlantis. Date, November 3rd through the 14th, 1994. Time in space, 11 days. Miles traveled, 4.5 million. STS-96 Discovery. Date, May 27th through June 6th, 1999. Time in space, 10 days. Miles traveled, 3.8 million. STS-110 Atlantis. Date, April 8th through the 19th, 2002. Time in space, 10 days. Miles traveled, 4.5 million.